And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, live at the beautiful Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay Resort in Mazatlan, Mexico. And Rock God Rick is in the mighty 1090 studios in San Diego. We have a great show live from Mazatlan, Mexico. Our host today is Captain Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California. And we're going to have some great people involved in sport fishing here in Southern Baja. It's going to be a great time. Or excuse me, not Southern Baja, in Central what would you call this? Central Mexico. Central Mexico here. It's going to be a great time here in Mazatlan, Mexico, with Captain Ken Franke and a great team here in Mexico. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. Best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board. The only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and at the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete, man, I wish I was down there in Mazatlan with you. It already sounds so rad when you open the show. You can hear the birds in the background, and just sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. This place, Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay here in Mazatlan, Mexico, is absolutely spectacular. It's like a walking around a bird sanctuary.
Sounds like
funny story. Gary Graham, a writer extraordinaire, has joined us on the trip, and Gary's taking a lot of photographs and stuff like that. So he's standing in front of the flamingo pool, and he says, yeah, he says, you know, I was looking at these plastic flamingos, and then they moved. And I realized, oh, my God, they're real flamingos.
That's cool.
And, you know, the beautiful parrots and a lot of native birds, and literally we're right on the beach. If you look at our Instagram, Hookup 1090 on Instagram, you'll see a shot of Engineer Rick and myself in our broadcast booth here. We're actually on the second floor above the one of the many beautiful restaurants here at Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay. It's quite spectacular, Captain Frankie, right?
Oh, without a doubt. This place is absolutely off the charts gorgeous. And, you know, the folks around here have just been amazing. The whole time we've been here, it's just... you know, just so friendly, and the ocean is quite inviting.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, I know it's warm. And
water temp report, 80 degrees.
80 degrees, yeah. And you know what's, yeah, and you know it's the perfect temperature, too, here. They have three different pools here at this resort. One giant one, and they have a couple of side ones, and it's just a beautiful place. So if you're looking to come and really get away, Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay is just a spectacular place. And I'm going to tell you, Jose Gomez is here, who's the general manager of all the Pueblo Bonitos. He hosted us in Cabo San Lucas. You remember that beautiful place, the Pueblo Bonito Blanco, that we did the broadcast in December. And this is quite the resort, right, Jose?
Hi, Pete. Thank you so much. You should take my place. You're good promoting the hotel.
Yeah, well, I like it here.
I don't blame you. Well, one hi to all the people back in the studio in San Diego. Ken, thank you once again for giving us the opportunity to serve you in Mazatlan. Geronimo, the guy who knows everything about fishing. And Mr. Poncho Hill.
Alfonso,
will tell you lots of things. And our good friend, Juan Acerrero.
The one and only.
The one and only Juan. thank you. I would like to say thank you to Kenya. She's been working so hard for making this possible.
Yeah.
Well, you know the resort, and we feel very, very honored in having you here.
Yeah.
Thank you once again.
Well, it's a beautiful... Tell us about the resort. How long has it been here, and what is the facility like?
Well, this resort has been around for 13 years right now. I mean, I don't want to brag, but this is the only four diamond resort in the destination. We have a beautiful spa, and we are considered the number five spa in the world.
Wow.
Right now,
by the spa is gorgeous.
Yeah, by Condé Nast Traveler.
Wow.
We have 375 suites, all kitchen equipment. And you can see, you mentioned it really well, the hotel. It's run by beautiful gardeners, and as you say, this is a bird sanctuary also.
Yeah.
During count the palm trees, we have the species. We have over 75 different palm trees.
Wow. Species of palm trees?
Species of palm trees.
Wow.
And I mean, look at the view we're having right now.
I know. It's pretty spectacular.
The owner of this beautiful resort had a dream of making this possible like 20 years ago. So he decided to do it. We started here in Mazatlan 27 years ago with Pueblo Bonito Mazatlan. Then we moved to Los Cabos. We opened two resorts back there. And then we came back to Mazatlan, and he opened this beautiful resort. And then we went back to Los Cabos, and he built two more hotels. And now we have some beautiful villas. Next time, I promise you, we all want to stay in a villa.
Oh,
it's
like having your own house with a swimming pool and everything. It literally is a house. It's beautiful.
That,
we had a press conference here yesterday in one of the villas over adjoining the resort here. But you know what's special about this resort, Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay, is that you're a little bit outside of the town of Mazatlan, but you're close enough that you're a short cab ride or a car ride away, maybe 20 minutes, something like that?
We're 25 minutes away from downtown Mazatlan.
Yeah.
But for the Mazatlecos, this is too far.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I'll tell you what, when you come here, you don't want to leave.
Of course.
Yeah,
you don't need to leave. We have everything here. But still, you went last night to enjoy a beautiful restaurant downtown.
Oh.
I think it was the Presidio or something.
Presidio.
Phenomenal food and a beautiful place, too. In downtown Old Mazatlan, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I mentioned the Presidio name because we're very similar regardless of the architecture.
Yeah.
So we brought the neoclassic architecture of Mazatlan, from the historic district of Mazatlan, back from the architecture comes from back from the 1800s, beginning of 1900s, with neoclassic influence from Germans, French, and Spain. So we brought all that thing through this area, and we built this beautiful resort, which is a neoclassical on the beach resort.
And you comment about downtown Mazatlan, too, the old Mazatlan. They've really upgraded and changed old Mazatlan. It's a happening spot. We were there Friday night last night. It was buzzing.
It's such a beautiful place. And Mazatlan not only has the beach, we have a lot of culture and traditions. And Ken, he got the opportunity to be there. He came on vacation last time.
Yep.
And we had the opportunity of going to Casa 46. He can tell you the experience about it.
Absolutely. You thought you were in the French Quarter in New Orleans. And they had the whole square just alive with people and bands. And the food was amazing. And that's also tied to the Pueblo Bonito Hotels. I have to say, Jose Gamas has been an amazing partner, because it takes a lot to put together all these shows.
Yes.
And try and provide information to our constituents, our folks up in California, and Jose's been very instrumental in making it easy for us. And like here at the Emerald Bay, this is a great home place to use as home base for going sport fishing in the ocean, or they have the best black bass fishing out here, just with 40 minutes away.
Oh yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something that nobody knows, Pete.
Okay, Geronimo.
This beach right in front of us.
Yeah.
It's one of the best in the winter time to catch a snook from the beach.
No, really?
Oh, you get a snook and you get sea bass during the winter time.
Now, what time of the year? Because I come back.
Everything starts in December when the water gets cool.
Yeah.
And then all the way to March.
Yeah.
It's very good. I fish a lot in this.
Yeah, Geronimo's kind of the resident snook expert here in Mazatlan. And, in fact, Gary Graham told me on the plane ride down, he said, we need to go snook fishing. We need to get Geronimo and go snook fishing. So, but big ones, huh?
Yes, we get 14 to 25 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right off the beach in front here.
Right off the beach in front. There's four or five places. You know, there's a bunch of Americans that are fishing here on the beach in the morning. And they call different, they have different names. There's some points where they really bite. And they call them, you know, like the Gringo Point. And then they have the bridge. And then they have the house of the snook. You know, they call, you know, local names.
Yeah, local names, yeah. Now, of course, Geronimo, of course, hosted us last year for our broadcast at the Marina El Cid, a beautiful marina hotel there, in a little closer to town and right on the marina. How's the fishing been?
Well, we've been dealing with El Nino thing, you know, in the Pacific.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's been very tough on the first bit. I have a good news. Right now, we're getting much better, you know. This week, it was they finally show up. So we're getting about 3 to 5 strikes a day right now between sailfish and marlin, stripers. So it's getting much better.
Yeah.
Now, how far offshore, Geronimo?
Well, we're fishing right now about 25 miles. We set the lines in about 16, and we go all the way to 25.
And it's absolutely gorgeous, flat, calm here. It's just amazing.
Yeah, the weather has been just beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And not too hot.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty, really nice.
Very
Yeah. Now, the port director here in Mazatlan is joining us, too, Alfonso Gil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the show. Tell us about
Thank
the port of Mazatlan.
Well, the port of Mazatlan, we get cruises and we get cargo. We're getting back the cruises. We about 4 or 5 years ago, we had up to 212 cruises, about more than 500,000 passengers. And this year we're getting 90 ships, and we already have programmed ships for the next years. And we're getting them back, and we hope to get the numbers we got before. And many of the passengers of the cruise ships go fishing too. They have that option. And we have a very nice cruise terminal, which I've been in the port only for 22 years. And my first 22 years.
Your first 22 years.
And we have changed it a lot, and it's much nicer now. People have a lot of fun Well, cruises come here not because of the cruise terminal. They come because this is a great city. But if you have a nice cruise ship, it's something nice to. And normally, when we get the cruise ships, I go before going to lunch in my house. I go there and talk with the people. This week they told me I was talking with this couple and said that they were planning to buy something here, and I have met some other people that Canadians or Americans that are living here that they bought because they came on a cruise.
Yeah. Well, you come here and you realize this is one of Mexico's best kept secrets right here in Mazatlan. It's, you know, a lot of places like Los Cabos and Puerto Vallarta and such like get a lot of publicity, but this place, I mean, is pretty special.
And you know what, Pete? Very affordable.
Very affordable. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're helping a lot in promoting Mazatlan. I wanted to thank you. Not a point you mentioned of the cruise ships.
Yes.
One of the main reasons for the cruise ships coming back to Mazatlan and increasing the number of arrivals is thanks to Ken and thanks to you guys, because you've been such a big help for the destination. And the Americans, the United States people, they trust you very much. And all the comments that you have been expressed around the city or about the city gave us a lot of publicity and big help for the cruise ships to come back to Mazatlan. Thank you. Thanks a million, Ken.
Well, it's a team effort.
You bet. Absolutely. And the best chauffeur in Mazatlan and all-around good guy and hardcore fisherman, Juan Acevedo. We were cruising along the Malecon last night on our way home from dinner, and I commented how vibrant the town was and how happening it was and how clean it is. And police presence all over the place, so makes it very, very safe. It's quite impressive.
Yes, that true, Pete. Thank you for all you guys being here since I met you. And all the audience in California, thank you for sending us more tourism here at Mazatlan, because Mazatlan is a special port and a tourism destination. And we share this beautiful ocean with the Sea of Cortez, Cabo San Lucas, and all the ports that you like it in Mexico. But Mazatlan is the entrance to this, is the gate to the Sea of Cortez, no?
Yes, absolutely. I was here on my first visit to Mazatlan, I talked about yesterday at the press conference, 1985. Mm-hmm. And Mazatlan was the sport fishing capital of Mexico.
But we share some different kind of how do you plan your fishing?
Yeah.
For example, you can go for black bass, as you say. We have the best four dams in the region, and many people from Japan, from the States, from all over the world comes to El Salto. And today we have 45 minutes from here, Picacho, for example.
Yeah.
You can do surf fishing like Geronimo was telling you. We have tuna time. We have Dorado time. Marlin, big blues, and also you have the marsh areas, like for example, from here to Altatis, 2 hours, from here to El Ceuta, where you can cast over pargos and robalos and
really?
Snooks. It's incredible.
From the shore?
From the mangroves.
From the mangroves.
The mangroves.
Really?
Yeah. It's incredible. And also, Tiacapan from here is 1 hour something, and you have the most beautiful marsh that you ever seen in your life, with all the kind of birds that you can imagine coming from. They visit us since the many years ago, all the ducks, all the cranes, and you have a spectacular time during December, November, May, June, until they fly back to the States and Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing I got to say, the last time we did the show in Mazatlan, Dan Malcolm, who's a port commissioner in San Diego, mm-hmm. he, at the end of the show, he said, okay, this is over the top, I got to come back. So he did. And what Pancho was saying is absolutely correct. He came on a cruise ship, got off the cruise ship, went fishing with Juan, ended up catching the largest, what is it, a marlin?
Marlin, blue marlin.
How big a marlin?
Almost 250, 275 pounds.
Biggest fish of the weekend, and then he went all over the town, and it was very inexpensive.
In a four-hour trip.
Yeah. In a four-hour trip.
I saw him when he left. He left around 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
About 10 o'clock in the morning. So
Juan... Oh, is it possible to come here to and stay here at the Pueblo Bonilla Emerald Bay with your family? And if you want to sneak away and go fish Picacho for a day, is that something you could do and go fish for bass?
Okay, you leave your wife here in this spa.
Yeah, it's
and
not
your
a
daughters
bad spot.
And on the beach.
Yeah.
And you go all day long. Nobody's going to bother you because they're going to be happy and you're going to have a blast of the day on Picachos.
This is arranged. And you said it's only 45 minutes away from here.
45 minutes from here.
From right here.
Exactly.
Right. And then if you come in the right time of the year, you can go catch snook off the beach the next morning.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly.
You know,
and you can walk out from your room,
walk to the beach.
And start casting.
And start casting. Exactly. Unbelievable. And then the next day you could go to the port or to Marina El Cid and go billfish fishing.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And the whole time your family's being entertained here at this beautiful resort.
And also, you know, you have a beautiful downtown that you can
yes.
walk. The Malecón, as you say, is incredible. It's very friendly. Mazatlan is a friendly city for the tourism. You don't feel that you are in a tourism destination because you don't have all that pressure over your hombros, como se dice los hombros?
Your shoulders.
Your shoulders now. It is a very friendly destination.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing, too, is in addition to the food being spectacular here, by the way, Jose, at Pueblo Bonito, the restaurants, we talked about the restaurants. I know you're a food guy. The restaurants in Mazatlan have really come of age these days, huh?
Yeah. For the last 3-4 years, Mazatlan, the chefs from Mazatlan, they've been creating some new dishes. With the most important, with the local products. So, for instance, the Casa 46 says Marino, the chef, Marino Maganda, he says, this is the new Sinaloense cuisine. That's what we're serving at Casa 46. That means he's taking the recipes from my grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, and my mother, and having those recipes to actual time. So with local products, Sinaloa, the state of Sinaloa, has everything. Not only fishing, agriculture, and we have almost everything here to make it so fresh. And well, there are some new restaurants in the historic area, and all of the chefs are focused in high-end gastronomy, and that way we can have more customers like you, who they really know about food. And last year we did a gastronomic festival in October. We're going to do it again this year. We brought a chef from San Diego, by the way, from Spain, from Colombia, from Argentina, and the top chef from Mexico.
And that's in October.
October.
Shrimps are excellent.
The shrimp.
Very good shrimp.
Yeah, it's a shrimp port, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big ones.
You see, the logo is the shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Because you're right at the foot of the Gulf here, that's the shrimping here. Is
the shrimp capital of the world.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It is.
Wow.
Very good shrimp.
You know, one thing we have not covered is how easy Mazatlan is to get here now, thanks to the cross-border express from Tijuana Airport.
That's excellent.
It's
very good.
It was my first experience on Thursday afternoon when we flew down here. It is so easy and so quick to come and do that. It is it's such an amazing experience to literally we left the Sport Fishing Association of California offices right next to Fisherman's Landing. We were at the Cross Border Express in half an hour. Parked right there for $15 a day, or you can take an Uber or taxi or whatever to get there. We walked in, paid the $12 toll each way, and walked, 100 yards, something like that, and we're in the Tijuana Airport.
That is so
and there's
cool.
nobody in front of us.
And you fly for a very good price.
Oh yeah. Kenya told me we flew round trip on Volaris for $150 from Tijuana.
We've been flying with Volaris now on all of these shows, and just great deal. Volaris has been the go-to place for us, and I have to give a shout-out to Ruby at Aduana in Tijuana. She was awesome helping us through customs with all of our equipment.
Because
Rick was there with all of his boxes, and they're like, oh my gosh, what's all this?
A lot of equipment. You know, the other thing, too, if you want to access Mazatlan, of course, and we have a lot of listeners that listen to us in L.A. and Orange County, there is a nonstop flight on Alaska Airlines out of LAX.
That is
which you can come to, and that I believe it's every day, right?
It's every day.
Yeah.
Not only from L.A., also you started with flying out of Phoenix.
Phoenix,
and in the winter time, out of Minneapolis Sun Country.
Wow.
So we're connected all over the year with all the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, what Pete's saying is exactly it, though. We left our office at 2:30, and we were down at the border in 25 minutes, across the border, and all the way to our gate in another 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And 2 hours later, we were in Mazatlan. Yeah. It's like... It was so fast, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show live from the Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay Resort in Mazatlan, Mexico. Rick, it's fun down here. I wish you were here.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Well, it sounds awesome, and what a cool show full of info. I mean, it's going to be so much to cover and so much to talk about today, and we'd love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we would love to have your phone calls. 858 area code 457-1090. That's the local number. Best way to reach us, again, 858-457-1090. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, toll-free, 877-792-1090. Not only are your questions going to be answered, not only going to hear a ton of great information about this beautiful place in Mazatlan, Mexico, but we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And that's one of those great six-packs of live deception lures, courtesy of our good friends at Odd Heat USA. A great six-pack of lures. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5-THAVEINS.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnac River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnac gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife. Brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, live from Mazatlan, Mexico. Beautiful place here. The sun is shining. It's a gorgeous day. We're literally about 100 feet from the beach here. You can probably hear the surf crashing in the background. And the one thing about this beach at Pueblo Mundo Emerald Bay is it's very, very calm. It's inside a point here in Emerald Bay, of all places. And it's very, very, very easy swimming area.
Now, Pancho, real quick question. Like, when people come on a cruise ship here, how far is the cruise port from the main beaches and, you know, the different amenities that you have in Mazatlan?
Well, we are very close from downtown, the historic area, only 1,200 meters. And we have a group of Canadians and Americans which volunteer all the way that walking area and tell the people what to do, and so do they have more confidence in Mazatlan, and they help us a lot with that. And let me tell you another thing. I took a cruise, and I met some people from England, and they were living in the Canary Islands, and they moved back to after some years to England. And I said, why did you move back? He says, because we got tired of the beach and sun. And the big difference in Mazatlan, here there's a lot of culture activities for the foreigners, and so we have a lot of people that live all the winter here. Some live year round, but much more in the winter, and we have the largest population of the foreigners are Canadians.
Interesting, very interesting.
Gotcha. Pete, I have a special surprise. I have a good friend of mine, Esteban Badarama,
hey,
the Undersecretary of Tourism for Sinaloa, and he has joined us just now. And welcome, Esteban.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Ken.
Well, what we'd love to hear is some of the things that you have around Sinaloa and Mazatlan for the tourists and for sport fishermen to do while they're down here with their families.
Oh, great. First of all, thank you for this shirt. It's amazing. I don't want to go fishing. I want to go fishing right now.
The AFCO travel shirts.
Yeah. Well, and thanks also for the invitation and the Sports Fishing Association of California as well for this opportunity for us to promote Sinaloa. I mean, there are many things to do here in Sinaloa and in Mazatlan as well. I mean, obviously, you know, Mazatlan, the pearl of the Pacific, that's how we call it. There are many activities for families, many activities, sports activities, adventure activities, cultural activities as well. This is a very old city because, I don't know, some like 400 years old. I don't know, something like that. It's a very old city. As Poncho was telling us right now, we have a big community, like more or less 7,000 between Americans and Canadians living here. So that's the confidence that foreigners have in our destination. So we've been working very hard for promotion. Right now, as I was listening to you. You were talking about this bridge, the new
CBX bridge.
CBX bridge. Yeah. You know, right now we have two airports in San Diego that connect us to Mazatlan. So we have this big opportunity now using Volaris, as you were saying, and then also flights from LA, from Detroit. Minneapolis.
Now I got a question for you. So right now the peso exchange for the US dollar is 17 to 1?
Yeah, something like that.
So
talk about a big bang for your buck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is the best deal on earth right now to come to Mazatlan.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And things are very, very reasonable here. It hasn't been, shall we say, Americanized yet to where to where it's still real Mexico. And that's what people enjoy is when they come to Mexico, they want real Mexico.
Yeah, and right now you were talking about the historical downtown here in Mazatlan. So that's like the difference we have here. It's a beautiful place. It's an amazing place. You can get to know some of our gastronomy. I mean, we eat really good here. We're the main producers of most of the, you know, onions, lettuce, tomatoes, potato. We have everything. Yeah, we're the main producers in the whole country.
Now, what about Copper Canyon? You were just mentioning that.
Well, that's up north. I'm talking to fishermen, so if you go to Topolobampo, it's a port that's in the north part of Sinaloa. We get cruise ships over there as well because we have this big world-class destination that's called Copper Canyon. It's more or less like the mom of
the Grand Canyon.
It's like four times bigger, or
bigger than the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, or six times larger and four times deeper, something like
that.
Wow. So that's it's located in Chihuahua, but there's a train that connects us to Chihuahua. So you get the train Go to Topolobampo. You can, if you're sailing, you go to Topolobampo. You get down there, catch this train, and be in the Copper Canyon by the afternoon. So it's a great place. It's an amazing place. We have also there the Tarahumara. So we have also like this ancient cultures that are living right now over there, that they're still alive. So. It's a great place. I don't know if you haven't ever heard about that or seen it, just Google it and you're going to be amazed by it.
So I know it's hard to believe, Esteban, but our listeners sometimes don't just go someplace and fish. I know it's hard to kind of comprehend that, but what other activities are available here in Sinaloa, Mazatlan, for those that want to include other things other than fishing?
Okay, so there's golf. Golf. We have shopping. We have lots of family activities as well. We have the aquarium. It's a nice aquarium that's located here in Mazatlan. And then, there are lots of tourism, like adventure tourism as well. And rural cities, rural towns that are near here, like 20 minutes away from here, that you can go and, you know, mountain bike, lots of,
zip lines.
Zip lines as well.
Yeah. River rafting.
We don't have river rafting here.
Okay.
If you go up north, you're going to have a little bit more of that.
Okay.
But we have lots of bird watching as well. You have surfing. You can surf here as well.
Oh, yeah,
what's cool about here is that the water is not cold. Like, it's not going to be cold all year long.
No.
As in the United States.
Right.
So we have this great place to. I just learned surfing 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah.
Fountain of youth right there.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm living in Mazatlan, I got to do that, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I tried that 2 days ago and it was amazing. So I'm,
fantastic.
I liked it. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of Mexico, let's go to the cast man.
You got it, Pete. It's time for our catch report today, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli with Mexican and California licenses. They offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. Let's go to the man, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. And buenos dias, caballeros in Mazatlan. And you too, Pete.
And I know you're good buddies with Geronimo, too, cast man.
What about me, Castaneda?
Very, very good buddy. You know, a lot of people don't know that my grandparents actually came from Mazatlan on my mother's side. And so I do have some roots there. But
wow.
Just taking on with the fish report, Cabo San Lucas, everything's been the same, Pete, for the last 2 months. I mean, it's just so-so. There's two-striped marlin, There's a few yellowfin tuna. There's some wahoo, some small dorado. So it's been so just about everywhere in the southern Baja and over in the mainland. Over in Zihuatanejo, they had that real good yellowfin tuna bite going on at about 8 to 10 miles out. And guess what? Seiners came in, wrapped them, and they're gone. And what I got the comments was on my report was they actually have a 40-mile tourist zone there. And these seiners actually came way inside that zone to get those tuna. So, something's got to be done. Got to stop these guys from doing that. But we'll see what happens. But I just want to let people know, hey, we do a lot of sell a lot of hotels there in Mazatlan. We sell the El Cid Resorts, the Pueblo Bonitos, and, of course, we use the El Cid fleet there. And Geronimo's in charge of that fleet there, and he does a really good job. All the boats are first class, got first class equipment, and we talked about cruise ships. We have people that are on some of the cruises stopping in Mazatlan. They want to do a day of fishing, and when you compare what we can get a boat for compared with the cruise ships charge, it's amazing the amount of savings we can get the people going in there. But anyway, I look for this fishing in the southern Baja and Medio Mexico to be switching any time right now. It's all the signs are there that this is going to change, and I'm hoping that within the next week or 2 weeks we're going to see a good change on the upswing on the fishing for that late spring, and then of course we get into the full swing of summer and into the fall. But that's the report for this week.
Hey, Cassman, I know you package a lot of fishing to all kinds of places. And I know you do things here in Mazatlan. Tell us about how affordable it is to come fishing in Mazatlan.
Well, like I tell people, people want to go to Costa Rica. They want to go to Panama. They want to go to other places, And especially the people that have been to Baja, and to mainland Mexico. And all of a sudden you start pricing boats out. Say a $400 cruiser in Cabo or Mazatlan. You start going to Costa Rica, you're looking at $1,000 on up for that same boat. Then, of course, the hotels are so reasonable. I mean, some of those, like where you're staying, I mean, the price for a first-class five-star hotel, it's so reasonable that, people just can't believe the prices that you're quoting them. They're going, really? I get all that for this?
And it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So if you want to... You want to come down here, call Cass Tours. How do we get a hold of you?
800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casstours.com. And one more thing, Pete, I just wanted to add. Our trip to Lake El Salto in February is completely sold out. Ricky, we're fishing.
Sounds good, Cass. Yeah. Can't wait.
All right. Fantastic. Maybe you'll have to swing over here and meet Geronimo and go snook fishing off the beach, Rick. I don't know. It's only a couple hours away from El Salto, hour and a half away from El Salto.
Don't threaten me.
You have
good
to come
Pete.
And pick up your spread bar, though.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I got Mike. He's still holding on to Mike Chavira's spreader bar. Only been there about 8 years.
You better hit here.
All right.
Thanks, Cass, man.
Well, thank you.
Great report, Cass. Okay. We appreciate that. Thanks a lot for the report. We'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday. All right, Cass, thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of this great info live from Mazatlan, Mexico. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
Ha ha ha! Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 live from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the guys from the Sport Fishing Association of California. Pete, things sounding great down there.
Hey, we're having a great time here in Mazatlan at Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay Resort, talking to the guys here about fishing and this beautiful town. And, you know, again, we want to stress, we are talking about how easy and accessible this new Cross-Border Express has made not just Mazatlan, but all of Mexico. I mean, there's, what, 5 flights a day to Mexico City. There are several flights to Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan. You can go pretty much anywhere from Tijuana, anywhere you want to go in Mexico, by utilizing that Cross-Border Express, right, Espan?
Yeah. Tijuana is one of the biggest airports in the country, so it's very well connected to the whole country.
So I have a question for you, and you've probably had this question once or twice before. Is it safe to come to Mazatlan?
Well, if you ask your government, we don't have a warning here, so I think that's the answer.
You know, it's almost become a joke, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of funny because people say, "Oh, is it?" I get it all the time. People go, "Well, aren't you afraid to go?"
I'd like to jump in there. Okay, I just came here with my family about 2 months ago, and we went through every square inch of this town. We had a great time. And I'm a retired policeman, and I'm here to tell you, there was no issues. They got that saying, don't look for trouble, you won't find it. I don't care what city in the United States you go to, you look for trouble, you can find
anywhere
it.
Anywhere in the world.
You know, bottom line is, this was no big deal. We had an awesome time. My family was completely safe, and I wouldn't say that if it wasn't factual.
Yeah.
I mean, we had, in 2012, we had just one cruise ship arriving in Mazatlan. Right now we're having 90, so that talks about the security here in the port of Mazatlan. So that's not an issue right now.
Not at all. Indeed. Well, Captain Art Taylor is on the line. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ken. How are things going there?
Outstanding, Art.
You should be with us, Art. You'd love this place.
I have to tell everybody, Art Taylor runs one of the premier long-range sport fishing boats, the Searcher. They do ecological tours, whale watch tours, sport fishing, and we're glad to have you on, Art.
Well, thanks, and I want to mention that my wife, Celia, and I just flew to La Paz and used that CBX border crossing there at Otay, and that was... I don't know how it could get any easier. That was just the slickest deal to walk across. We left our vehicle in the secure parking lot there for 5 days. It was reasonable, and that was just a great experience. What a great addition. That bridge is really something.
it's really changed the whole makeup of coming to Mexico, hasn't it, Art?
Absolutely. Whoever came up with that idea gets a big pat on the back from us. I mean, that's a great thing. And, you know, Pete, you spend a lot of time in the Sea of Cortez, and that's one of my favorite places on Earth. We do those natural history tours there. We just finished taking five groups down to Baja California, watching whales and dolphins and birds and hiking and snorkeling. So we bring, up to 150 people a year from around the world down to Baja California. It's one of the premier places in the globe there to watch wildlife. So we're really, really blessed and grateful to Mexico for allowing us to do this for close to four decades now. So it's a great place to visit.
You know, I was watching a promotional video for Mazatlan yesterday evening, and it showed the whale watching here in Mazatlan. Geronimo, I'm sure you get a lot of people from El Cid that maybe don't want to fish, and I know it's hard to believe, but they go and watch whales in the winter and have spectacular whale watching here, right?
Yeah, it's becoming very popular. Right now, we've been discovering that the whales are pretty close behind the islands right here. So they start showing in November when the water starts getting a little bit cooler, and they just stay here for 3 or 4 months. So the trips are getting very popular. You know, we're sending a lot of us to see the whales, and they're here just 6 miles, 4 miles, depending. We've been seeing some whales from the Malecón.
Really?
Yeah, between the white rocks and the islands right there in the middle, we've been seeing some whales.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Esteban's shaking his head. Yeah. It's a popular
tour. Very popular tour right now. Yeah. Now, there's another tour very popular right now. Is the tour to Durango. Durango with the new highway is only 100 and... how long is it? 100 and...
It's a two-hour drive.
2 hours drive to Durango.
Durango.
Yes, and it's getting very popular. You know, they take you to Durango, they spend the day up there, have lunch, they show you the Pancho Villa house, and
really?
It's beautiful.
Very historical place.
So it's very popular now.
And you get to see the tallest bridge in the world.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Goes over a canyon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
In Durango. Wow.
It's amazing. The highway from here to Durango is... The new one.
Brand new.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
62 tunnels, 22 bridges.
Wow. That's amazing. What a feat of accomplishment to get that finished, huh?
Yes.
How many years did that take?
About 7 or 8
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it took about 7 years.
Yeah, one of the things that I took note of is the whole town. You know, I have to compliment the people of Mazatlan. They have, you know, the palm trees are all brand new. The lighting's brand new. Everything's painted nice. They are putting in so much effort and investment. And the friendly nature of the people that are here as well, it's become just really inviting to come here.
Art, I think that you and Celia would enjoy a visit down here to Mazatlan. You'd be impressed.
I'm sure of it. We love Mexico, and thanks to Ken Franke for all the hard work that he's done over the past 4 or 5 years. And we're grateful to Ken for all his support and his whole delegation that are down there, the Port Tenants Association and the Port District and our mayor, and it's great that we have such a great working relationship with Mexico, and we're looking forward to continued success with that, and thanks a lot.
Let's not forget Kenya and Elena, his number two, number three guys in the office there. And Kenya's down here joining us and basically coordinates and keeps Ken and I in line here for sure.
I'm sure of it. She does a great job of making sure that all of our documentation is in line. So when we visit Mexico, we have all the proper documentation there. Kenya does a great job. And Elena is instrumental in that bluefin tuna research that supports the industry and gets the data to the scientists that we need so that we can keep that bluefin tuna fishery going as well. So thanks to all of
you. Thanks, Art. And I know our searcher is now in transition mode. You're doing maintenance and converting from the whale watch season into the fishing season. When's the first trip?
We're hoping that we'll have the boat all ready to go there in the middle of June. We're going to install that brand new bait tank, and we're looking forward to that. And so, yeah, we're getting geared up for fishing.
Fantastic. Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher, thanks for joining us here and putting in the nice words for Mexico and Mazatlan. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Art.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you know what Art was saying, you know, about the ease of coming down here, et cetera. Everything's about process. And Esteban and I were talking yesterday. Everybody is really working together. The public needs to know that organizationally, Mexico, our organization, the Port of San Diego, we're holding meetings. I just had one a week and a half ago with the Secretary of Tourism of Mexico. The topic was, okay, how can we make it easier for people to come visit Mexico? So there's a tremendous effort. FMM's online. You get your fishing licenses easy now. Temporary importation documents for boats to visit Mexico is online now. Everybody is really working hard, and it's going real well.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll tell you what, you can have made a coordinated effort, you and Kenny and everything, with the Sport Fishing Association of California website in coordinating with Mexico to make it easy for Americans to purchase the proper documentation to come and fish in Mexico.
Exactly. CaliforniaSportFishing.org. Just go there, and it's step by step. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions, you call us up. We will help you out.
All right.
No problem. That
well, Rick, we have a...
I was
go
just
going
to comment on what Ken was saying. That is where I refer everybody to in regards to information, getting all the documentation to fish in Mexico, because you guys did such an easy job to lay it out. If, you know, maybe people aren't familiar with this website or that website, it's just... It's written very plain, very easy. Here's what you need. Here's what you do. Now click on this link to fill out the info and pay for it. It's you guys did an awesome job with the website. It's the one that I use, the one that I recommend to everybody.
Absolutely, for sure. Well, hey, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. You want to get through, talk to our distinguished guests here in Mazatlan, Mexico. There's your chance. Rick, let's jump in the phone.
You got it. Why don't we start it off with Brett, who's calling us from Winchester this morning. Brett, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. I got a question about coming to Mexico and bringing your own rods and reels and stuff. You know, when I even go on a boat to San Diego, we laugh about the people that have rental rods. If I don't bring any rods down there, am I going to get good equipment to fish with?
Geronimo.
Yeah, we have a... Normally what we do is, in my case, no, what I do is I have a regular equipment on the boats, and I have a couple of sets of good, real good equipment on my office that when I have a fisherman that really wants to use and has the knowledge to use it, I can provide equipment for you. That's not a problem. The best thing to do is to ask your travel coordinator.
Like Castaneda.
Like Castaneda.
Castaneda talks to you. He can call you.
What
if
kind
you
of equipment? Yes,
yeah.
If you book to Cast Tours or any one of those, they really know what you expect, and they can ask us to put the special equipment that you need on board.
Yeah, I know Cass will personally call you and say, Geronimo, I have a special client coming down.
Yes.
Will you make sure he's taken care of?
Another thing that I have seen, that a lot of my customers, they bring their own, only the reels, because, you know, it's not as difficult to bring the reels. They bring a couple of reels on their backs. And what they do is I take my reels out of the boats, and they put their own reels with the brown new line and things like that.
Yeah.
And they use the reels. No, we can provide the rods. The rods, you know, they're pretty good rods, stand up. They're pretty good shape. So there's the best thing to do is ask your operator.
All right, very good. And taking equipment, like you say, bring your reels, leave your rods at home, and utilize the rods.
Exactly.
So that's a good, that's a very good suggestion. All
yes.
Right. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to thank our distinguished guests this first hour, Alfonso and Geronimo and Juana Sorredo, Esteban, Jose. Thank you guys for hosting us here in Mazatlan. We're honored to be here, and it's a pleasure to promote and help tourism here in such a beautiful place. It's an easy job you've given us, because it's such a wonderful place to visit.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I hope everybody's that's listening will come and visit Mazatlan. I know they're going to love it. That's for sure. You were asking me what to do, Ken, a while ago. There are many things to do here. You can go hiking, you can go horseback riding, you can rent an ATV, you can go mountain biking, kayaking, whatever. You can go whale watching as well, you can go fishing. There are many things to do here. So if you want to come here to fish, just come here with your family. Your family is going to have a good time as well.
Oh, yeah. I know here at Pueblo Bonito, they have kayaks right on the beach. You can just launch right off the beach and just go. And you ever do that with the snook right here and during the season?
Yes.
Oh,
I have a kayak for us.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Around the islands also with light tackle.
Yeah.
Have a lot of fun.
Oh, boy. That's fun. Yeah. And also, Alfonso, thank you for being here with us from the port.
Thank you very much. It was very nice. And I hope more people will come. And let me tell you, I was almost born here. Then I left when I was very little, and I came back 27 years ago. And the people that has come here a long time ago, now Mazatlan is completely different. It's much nicer.
Oh, yeah.
When I came back here 27 years ago, downtown was dead. Now it's very much alive.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very beautiful. I hope they all come back.
Yes, indeed. And Geronimo, El Cid, beautiful resort. You want to go fishing, you want to stay, it's a fantastic place. And you can get a hold of Geronimo, and he'll fill you in on all the fishing.
Thank you very much, Ken. Just set your reservation, and we put you on the fish.
There you go. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. Well, that's our first hour. We have a full hour waiting for you, and we have a real treat for you here for our second hour. In addition to our catch report, which Rick's going to host there at the top of the hour, we're going to have Mario Aguilar, who's the commissioner of Conapesca, the head guy of fisheries here in Mexico. So we're going to host him here for the second hour. Stay tuned. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLandero.com. It's unique.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh,
but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Power Stroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. Best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.